This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. As a fighting eases between Turkish and Kurdish forces in northeast Syria, U.S. President Trump expressed optimism the deal between Turkey and the United States would hold. VOA's Steve Herman.
The situation on the ground in northeast Syria is very fragile, acknowledges the U.S. president, who spoke to reporters at the White House on Friday after a telephone call with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan.
And sometimes you have to go through some pain before you can get a good solution, but the Kurds are very happy about it. President Erdogan and Turkey is satisfied with it.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper says no U.S. ground forces will be enforcing the safe zone during the agreed 120-hour pause in the fighting.
No U.S. ground forces will participate in the enforcement of the safe zone.
Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
President Trump backed his acting chief of staff after remarks that undermined the administration's defense in the impeachment probe. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Mick Mulvaney told reporters the administration withheld aid to Ukraine while pushing it to investigate the 2016 election.
And that's why we held up the money.
Essentially acknowledging what the president's been denying for weeks.
There is no pro quo.
Hours later, Mulvaney claimed that's what he'd said. The president's on his side.
I think he clarified it.
But Republican Congressman Francis Rooney says it's not an etch-a-sketch. Mulvaney's statement cannot just be undone. With others also worried, House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy's trying to contain the fallout.
I think Mick Mulvaney clarified his statement to be very clear.
That there was not a quid pro quo, which is what McCarthy says witnesses in the impeachment probe have been saying behind closed doors. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The State Department has completed its internal investigation into former Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton's use of a private